we'll be in front of you, don't worry.
Yeah, we'll
be paying attention.
Usually that spot sucks.
That's what happens.
Yeah, grab the hat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good evening, everybody, from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And it's great to have you along here in Northern Nevada on an overcast night. Depending on where you are here in Western Nevada, you might be sitting in some rain. It was spritzing a little bit here earlier, but right now there is no precipitation, and it's like we're going to get this game off in time and maybe avoid the rain altogether. Of course, we'll have to wait and see about that. The Aces are hoping that they can just have a game that was better than last night's effort. The Aces coming home after a brilliant road trip in which they went 9-3, and they laid an egg here at home, quite frankly, last night. 10-2, the Bees winning, and they out-hit the Aces 14-4. And as we take it back to last night's contest, the Bees got started with back-to-back home runs in the top of the first inning. Michael Stefanik and Dylan Thomas, back-to-back jacks, and the Bees were on their way. It was 2-0 at that point. Salt Lake would get to Dre Jameson again in the fourth and the fifth inning. In the fourth would be a two-out RBI single by Jake Palamaki. That was one of three hits in that inning. The Aces would score in the bottom of the fourth inning. Corbin Carroll, a leadoff single. He stole second, advanced to third on a throwing error, as he so often does, and then scored on a sack fly by Wilmer Defoe. That would make it 3-1, but the Bees pushed right back with three runs, the first of 2 3-run innings for them in the top of the fifth. And it was four straight singles to start the inning, and capped by a two-run single by Dylan Thomas. The Bees would add another run on a double play ground out. The Bees 6-1 advantage, and were well on their way. Jameson went five innings. He gave up six runs, all earned on 11 hits. He did not walk anybody, and he struck out four. The Aces would get their last run of the game in the bottom of the fifth. A two-out solo homer by Dominic Canzone was a missile out to right. That made it 6-2, but that was just a drop in the bucket for the Aces last night in terms of deficits, as the Bees would score the final four runs of the game. In the seventh inning, a two-out walk drawn by Dylan Thomas, and he'd score on an ensuing triple by Keen Wong. That was a run given up by Luis Frias, who went an inning and two-thirds. And then Sean Poppin gave up three runs in the ninth, an RBI single to Dylan Thomas, an RBI ground out by Keen Wong, and then a sack fly by Jake Gatewood is how those runs scored. And when all was said and done and the dust had settled, the Bees had a 10-2 win, our final totals last night. Salt Lake, 10 runs, 14 hits, one error, and they left six stranded. Reno, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and they left two stranded. The winning pitcher, Davis Daniel, he is now 4-5. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, he is now 4-9. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 34 minutes. And the paid attendance last night was 3,871 here at Greater Nevada Field. Turning our attention to tonight's ball game, it's going to be a bullpen effort for the Aces. Jeff Bain will make the start for Reno, and he will be opposed by Adam Semenares. It's a pitcher the Aces have not seen, and that's because he's making just his third AAA start. He began this city with the High A club in Tri-City, where he made 7 appearances. Then he made 8 appearances with AA Rocket City. And coming to Salt Lake, he has made 2 appearances. He's 0-2 with a 6.75 ERA to start his PCL tenure. Semenares was the 141st overall pick in the 5th round of that 5-round pandemic draft in 2020 out of Long Beach State. So that is the starting pitching matchup tonight. It is Bain for the Aces and Semenares for the Bees. Game 3 of this series tomorrow, it'll be Robinson Pena for Salt Lake and Corbin Martin for Reno, a 6:35 start on a Thirsty Thursday. Friday, it'll be a 6:35 start, Cesar Valdez and Ryan Nelson on Saturday, Christopher, and then on Sunday, it is a 1:05 matinee. The Bees, their starter to be determined, and Dre Jameson will take the mound for the Aces. And again, that is a matinee to close out the 6-game homestand. And then the Aces will hit the road after the day off on Monday, and we will be in Sacramento next week for a 6-game series with the Rivercats as we get deep into the month of August. Aces come back after that series, and they close out the month here. They have 2 in August and 4 that bleed into September on that next 6-game homestand against Las Vegas. And then it's a trip to Salt Lake. So after this series, these teams play each other one other series. Before the Aces wind down their season in Vegas and then back home in Tacoma and then hopefully back to Vegas for a playoff. But that's looking way down the line. The Aces are taking the field right now. We are moments away from the national anthem, so let's pause and turn it over to the public address for the introductions and our national anthem. A wonderful rendition of our national anthem on a Wednesday night in the biggest little city under overcast skies. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us on the radio, and welcome to our audience tuning in on MILB TV. It's great to have you along for game two of this series. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Right off the top, congratulations to Stone Garrett, who was promoted to the big leagues after last night's game. We'll get into that in a moment, but I want to congratulate Stone right out of the gate. I know everybody's buzzing about that. Let's give you the starting lineup, so we'll start with the visiting Bees, as posted by their manager, Lou Marson. Leading off, the designated hitter, Matt Duffy, batting second, the second baseman, Michael Stefanik. Hitting third, center fielder, Dylan Thomas. The cleanup batter, third baseman, Keen Wong. Hitting fifth at first base, Matt Theis. Batting sixth, left fielder, Jake Gatewood. And rounding out the order for Salt Lake, batting seventh, the right fielder, Orlando Martinez. Hitting eighth and catching, Chad Wallach. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jake Palamaki. Again, Duffy the DH, Stefanik at second, Thomas in center, Wong at third, Theis at first, Gatewood in left, Martinez in right, Wallach catching, and Palamaki at short. The starting nine for the first place Reno Aces is posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Leading off, the second baseman, Yanni Hernandez. Batting second, the right fielder, Corbin Carroll. Hitting third, the shortstop, Wilmer Defoe. The cleanup batter, third baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Hitting fifth in center field, Dominic Fletcher. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, John Carlos Cintron. And rounding out the order for Reno, batting seventh, first baseman, Jake Hager. Hitting eighth, fielder Camden Dusenak. Again for Reno, Hernandez at second, Carroll in right, Defoe at short. Kennedy at third, Fletcher in center, Cintron the DH. Hager at first, Griner catching, and Dusenak in left. Our home plate umpire is Lou Williams. He's the crew chief. Up the first baseline, it is Sam Burch. And across the way at third, it's Tyler Olson. And Jeff Bain starting this game for the Aces, and Bain will face a rehabbing Matt Duffy. And we are ready to go here at Greater Nevada Field. Outfield is straight away, the infield is straight up, the lights are on. And Bain on the third base side of the slab delivers. And his first pitch is at 6:36 p.m. Pacific time, and it's in for a called strike to Duffy. The game time temperature, 81 degrees. Under cloudy skies with a threat of rain, and we'll see if we can get lucky tonight and dodge the rain that's in the area. Here's the 0-1, and a check swing foul off to the right, and it's nothing in two to Duffy, who had his first game on rehab last night with Salt Lake, and Duffy got two plate appearances. They took him out in the fourth inning, And it was because that was scheduled. I hadn't seen a rehabber taken out that quickly in a game. Usually they go 5 or 7. So I thought maybe Duffy had some back spasms, which is what he's rehabbing, but they just had it planned that he'd only go 3 last night. As that swung on and missed, and that is how our ball game begins, as Jeff Bain gets a strikeout out of the gate, one away, and Michael Stefanik coming up next. The aces defensively, the outfield left to right, Camden Duzenac, Dominic Fletcher, and Corbin Carroll, the infield third to first, Buddy Kennedy, Wilmer Defoe, Yanni Hernandez, and Jake Hager. Grayson Griner behind the dish, and the aforementioned right-hander Bain out of San Marino, California. And the pitch on the way is taken off the outside, ball one. Bain starting this game, a 16th round selection of the D-backs in 2017. First attended Cal and then moved on to Cal Poly Pomona. Here's the 1-0. And it is up high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. And for Bain, this is his 3rd appearance, his 2nd start since coming up from AA Amarillo, where he made 33 relief, 8-0 ERA. Here's the pitch, and it is taken, Ethanese, for a strike, and it's 2-1. The Bees, by the way, wearing their traveling gray pants, they're wearing the black tops, SL, the interlocking letters in black, outlined in gold on the left front of the jersey, a gold number on the right front of the jersey, and a gold number on the back of the black jersey, and the Bees have their all-black caps with their primary logo out front as that pitch is off the outside, and it's 3-1. The Aces, their traditional home whites, white pants, white tops, Aces, written in blue cursive script, trimmed in red across the chest, a red number on the lower left front of the jersey, and a blue number trimmed in red on the back of the white jersey as that pitch in for a strike, and it's 3-2. And the Aces have their all-blue caps with the letter A on the front and the red diamond inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Stefanik. The base is clear, 1 out. No score just underway in the top of the first inning. Three-two on the way, and a swing and a foul ball off to the right. Stefanik, the front end of the back-to-back homers in last night's game, and he had a big night here. He went 3 for 4, reached base 4 of the 5 times that he came up. He scored 3 runs, and again started that scoring with the home run, followed by Dylan Thomas's home run, and those two once again batting 2nd and 3rd in the B's order tonight. The 3-2, and a swing and a foul back, so we'll do it again. Bain on the third base side of the slab. And again, 2 on either side of 2nd behind him. The 3-2 again is up high, ball 4. So a nice battle there between Bain and Stefanik. And is Stefanik able to scrap his way aboard? And with 1 on, Dylan Thomas comes up next. This is not Bain's first time at Greater Nevada Field. Pitched here last season. And he had some brief time with Reno last year. 4 games, 2 starts. Went 0-1 with a 7.88 ERA in the PCL last. 7 ERA in 54 and a third innings. Third baseman Kennedy is even with the bag. The middle infielder's hoping to turn 2, and that pitch to Thomas is swung on and missed. It's nothing in 1. Thomas batting 296. 13 home runs and 58 runs batted in. It's a light breeze blowing out to right field tonight, and at times if the storms get close to here, you can see the flags billow a little bit more firm, but right now those flags are just gently pushing to right as that swung on and fouled off to the left, and it's nothing in 2. We did have some sprinkles here last night, but it was only for a half inning, and then once the rain showers passed by, it turned into a beautiful sunset. No balls, 2 strikes to Thomas, 1-on-1 out, Bain delivers, and Thomas takes down and in. One ball and 2 strikes. Stefanik being held by Hager over there at first. Pitch to Thomas is fouled back. That was in on his hands, and it was up high. Thomas getting a piece to stay alive. Dylan Thomas was originally drafted by the Rockies, a 4th-round selection in 2011. Thomas out of high school, Westbury High School in Houston. He got his big league debut last year with the Mariners. He's been up with the Angels this season for 8 games. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and that was a half-hearted swing by Thomas. Thomas was all kinds of crossed up there. And Jeff Bain has struck out two of his first three hitters. The one that he didn't strike out, Stefanik, is at first with two outs now. And Keen Wong coming up next. Wong for a second straight night hitting in the cleanup spot versus Reno. And last night he went 2 for 5. He drove in a run. Drove in two runs, to be precise, as that swung on and fouled back to our left. He had an RBI triple in the seventh, and then he had an RBI ground out in the ninth. But to two RBIs. He's batting .273 with three homers and 40 runs batted in. Outfielders are straight away, and the infield straight up as well. It's about as straight up an alignment as they get these days. The pitch is bunted third base side, and coming in is Kennedy, and he'll just touch it into fair territory as it was going to die on the grass. So Buddy Kennedy coming in knew he'd have no shot. He was hoping that it would roll foul, but it was not going to. So two on, and the inning continues for Salt Lake, and Matt Theis is coming up next. Here's the pitch, and Theis swings and lines one to deep left. Angled back to his right is Duzenac, and Duzenac makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Hard contact there by Theis, but to right out to Duzenac. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. We played half an inning at Greater Nevada Field. It's the Bees nothing, and the Aces coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The third AAA start for Adam Seminaris as we go to the bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network. It'll be Yonny Hernandez, Corbin Carroll, and Wilmer Defoe to welcome Seminaris and his first start at Greater Nevada Field in his career. Fifth round selection of the Angels in 2020. Out of Long Beach State and a native of Chino Hills out of Ayala High School. The left-hander Seminaris into his wind and the pitch, and Hernandez swings and chops on one big bounce to the shallow playing third baseman Keen Wong. He has it, and he throws across to first in time to get Hernandez. And on one pitch, Seminaris has one out. Seminaris hoping to replicate the outing last night of Salt Lake starter Davis Daniel, who went six innings. He allowed two runs, one of them earned on three hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. And the Aces did not have much going versus Davis Daniel, so Seminaris hoping for a similar outing here. And with one away, Corbin Carroll, who had two hits last night. And a pitch is taken low and outside, ball one. Carroll had a single, a double. He scored a run, stole a base. Ho-hum, just another night for Corbin Carroll. Here's the 1-0, and it's low. Two balls and no strikes. Seminaris, at his previous stop with AA Rocket City, made eight appearances, seven starts, and he had hit 30 and two-thirds innings on his odometer there. The 2-0 is swung on and fouled at the plate. And it is now 2-1. 27 strikeouts, 14 walks, had a 4.70 ERA. Not the eye-popping numbers that he had at the start of the season with Tri-City. And Tri-City, with that club, he had 43 strikeouts and 36 and two-thirds innings, but a minuscule 0.98 ERA in 7 appearances, 5 starts. A swing and a line drive to the gap in left center field. Diving forward and trapping it is Dylan Thomas, and Corbin Carroll into second base with a double. Well, that was a heck of a trap chop by Dylan Thomas, because he went into a headlong dive, and usually if you go into that dive and don't make the catch, the ball skips by you, and if you're talking about Corbin Carroll's speed, you're thinking about him rounding third. But Dylan Thomas laid out, and he was able to trap it, which was a fine play in and of itself, but Corbin Carroll aims for that left center field gap again and has another double. Corbin Carroll has shown he can be a gap-to-gap hitter. For Carroll, that is his 9th double, and this is 25th game in an Aces uniform. So he's at second for Wilmer Defoe, and that pitch is up and outside, ball one. Defoe batting .296, 7 home runs and 41 runs batted in. There's a swing and a pop-up. That's the back of home plate. And Chad Wallach will watch it go out of play. I am obstructed from that view, but to watch the ball go over the netting, but Wallach gave it a look. One ball and one strike to Defoe. There's the pitch, and Wilmer swings and loops it to shallow center field. That'll be a base hit. Carroll got a late break. He's hitting third base, and he's being stopped by Mark Reed. One of the few times you might see Corbin Carroll get a stop sign, but he had to wait and make sure that that ball was not going to be caught by Dylan. Would have scored easily on that, obviously, but with one out, Carroll had to proceed with some caution. So he's at third, and another hit for Wilmer Defoe, who keeps hitting. Wilmer Defoe's having himself a month. And now it becomes a really nice RBI opportunity for Buddy Kennedy, coming up with runners at the edges and one out. Kennedy batting .290 with 4 homers and 29 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a shot to second. This could be two, taken by Stefanik to Palamaki for one, and on to first for two, and a double play ends the inning, and it's scored 4-6-3. So a promising frame for the Aces turned sour. And after that, no runs, two hits, no errors, and one man left. We played one inning at Greater Nevada Field. It's nothing-nothing. The Bees and the Aces on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Thank you.
No score. We go to the top of the second inning in downtown Reno, and the first pitch of the inning to Jake Gatewood is swung on and missed. And it's nothing and one to Gatewood, who's batting .232 with 16 homers and 44 runs batted in. No runs a hit for the Bees, no runs, two hits for the Aces. And that pitch is off the outside. Evening the count at 1-1. Jeff Bain was able to work around a one-out walk and a two-out bunt single in that first inning. And on the other side, Adam Semenaris worked around a first and third one-out jam, getting Buddy Kennedy to ground into that inning-ending double play, swinging a foul back. So both starting pitchers were tested in some manner in the first inning. And we are scoreless into the second. Gatewood last night went 0-for-2, and he had an RBI on a sac fly his last time up, and he walked twice prior to that. So not a bad night, considering he did not get a hit. And he was the only Salt Lake player that did not get a hit outside of Duffy, who only came up twice on his rehab assignment. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. One ball, two strikes to Jake Gatewood. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. A slider down and away. And Gatewood waves and misses, and that's the third strikeout for Jeff Bain. So the K-ball is working early for Jeff Bain. And with one away, Orlando Martinez is coming up next. Martinez, the reigning PCL Player of the Week, opened the series with a 1-for-5 last night. His one hit was a single. It came off of Jameson and is taken for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Outfield straight away, and the infield straight up for the left-handed hitting Martinez. The pitch, and a swing and a fly ball to left field. Duzenac fighting that gray sky, but the ball does not seem to be camouflaged too much for him. He comes in and gets to his spot, makes the catch for the second out. Second put out for Duzenac out there and left here in the early going. With two down, Jeff Bain has a shot at a perfect inning. Chad Wallach is in from the right side, and Wallach batting .204, 8 homers and 35 runs batted in. Wallach had the opener of this series off, so this is his first at-bat in this series. And the pitch. Wallach looks at a slider missing inside for ball one. Still a light breeze out to right. Nothing to write home about in terms of the wind at the moment. The 1-0 is taken low and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. Tarp never had to come on the field today. And that's not what we were hearing earlier in the day. We thought maybe there might be a tarp pull at some point here at Greater Nevada Field, but never was. A swing and a fly ball to right field. Moving to his left is Corbin Carroll toward the line. And Carroll is inside fair territory by 2 feet when he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. That was such a high fly. It gave the speedy Carroll plenty of time to get over there and haul it in. So it is a 1-2-3 for Jeff Bain. Nothing across for the Bees. We go to the bottom of the second. No score on the Aces Digital Network and MILB TV.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum. For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away.
No score, bottom of the second inning, and Dominic Fletcher leads it off for Reno, followed by Giancarlo Cintron and Jake Hager, and a pitch coming is taken for a strike at the knees, and it's nothing in one to Fletch, who's batting .303, four homers and 24 runs batted in. Adam Semenaris has to feel good about escaping that bottom of the first. The pitch swung on and fouled off to the left, and it's nothing in two. Semenaris in that bottom of the first had runners at the corners with one out and induced an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Buddy Kennedy. The 0-2, and Fletcher takes strike three called on the outside, and Fletcher flings his head back as he looks up at the video board and sees that that ball is in the upper left quadrant of the 3D strike zone of Hawkeye. So Fletcher Manaris, there's one away, and here comes Giancarlo Cintron. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER. Head for Rock Express is the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit RenoOrtho.com as that pitch is going to miss low and inside for ball one. JC batting .391, two homers and 16 runs batted in. Center fielder Dylan Thomas is slightly towards right, and the pitch is a breaking ball that misses high and tight, and it's two balls and no strikes. .20 is swung on and shot hard and fair up the left field line and toward the corner. Giancarlo Cintron around first. Giancarlo Cintron into second. And Giancarlo Cintron just keeps it. Every time Giancarlo Cintron gets in the lineup, he gets a hit, or so it seems. And oftentimes an extra base hit, as is the case here. That was hard contact up into the left field corner. And JC cruising into second with a one-out double. A guy can hit, man. And he has hit, balls that have been located everywhere. You remember the hit that he had? You might, a couple of weeks ago here, where he basically flung his bat at a ball. It was one of the most impressive hits I've seen. The pitch is swung on by Hager and looped to right field shallow. Coming into his right is Martinez. He'll make the catch. And Cintron unable to advance. So Hager aggressive attacking the first pitch, but flies right to Martinez. And with two away and a runner at second, it's Grayson Griner. Pitch to Griner is up and away, ball one. Grayson batting .224, six homers and 18 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0, and it is off the outside. Two balls and no strikes. That one swung on and missed. Griner taking a big rip there, and that was a center cut changeup at 90. Two balls and one strike to Grayson Griner. Camden Duzenac is on deck. We'll see if it gets to Duz, if Griner can come up with that clutch two-out hit. Here's the pitch. And it is off the inside. Well, Griner ahead here, 3-1. Cintron at second base with two outs. No score, bottom of the second. Griner trying to break the ice just as the sun breaks through in center field. Here's a 3-1. And a swing and a flare toward that sunspot, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Around third to score is Giancarlo Cintron, and just as the sun comes out, Grayson Griner takes aim at it. Into center field with a clutch two-out RBI single, and the Aces have struck first. It's 1-0. Like it was a sign. The ball was supposed to be hit right there. Grayson Griner gives the Aces the early start here tonight. Camden Duzenac in from the right side. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball spins in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Duzenac batted, and that was wild. The sun literally came out just moments before Grayson Griner hit the ball out there for that clutch hit. The 0-1 is swung on and missed, and now 0-2. Off in the horizon, it's still overcast, and I can't see because I have an overhang over me, so I can't see exactly from where the sun is poking through, because all I can see are clouds, but it's nice to see the sun today. Here's the 0-2, and it's low and inside, one ball and two strikes. Grayson Griner does have a stolen base this year. I doubt he'd be going here, though, as that swung on and fouled off to the right, and that'll hit the seats and out of play. I never checked it to see if it was Griner's only career steal. But you know that's where I'm going right now, because I think he told Gil Velasquez that it was. Pitch is swung on and lifted to a deep left center. Gatewood going back, angled to his left, underneath the dashers, and it's going to be off the wall. Griner, who is running on contact with two outs, is around third. He'll score, and it's back-to-back two-out hits for the Aces to bring home runs here in the second inning. First, the single by Griner, and now a double off the bat of Duzenac to left center. Griner on contact, got a head start. Not the fastest guy, but a lot of hang time on that, allowing Griner to get pretty far around the bases by the time it was played back in. And the Aces, with two clutch hits, have a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Yanni Hernandez is in from the right side. Hernandez 0-1. He grounded a third, his only other time up. And the pitch is taken off the outside. Ball one. Here's the 1-0. And Hernandez looks at a called strike on the outside. That just caught the upper portion of the zone. And it's one ball and one strike. Seminaris last started on August 10th. That was against the Rivercats at Smith's Ballpark. Went four innings, allowed three runs on four hits. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a tapper up the first baseline. It'll stay fair and kicked on to the first baseman, Theis, who was coming on to field it, but Theis had to lunge to his left, was able to get it and to kind of lean toward foul territory. But that took a big kick on Theis, and he stumbled toward the bag, but tags it three unassisted to end the inning. The Aces come up clutch, though. They get two runs on three hits, two of them coming back-to-back to yield runs with two outs, no errors, and one left. And we go to the third. It's the Aces 2 and the Bees nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Two to nothing, we go to the top of the third here at Greater Nevada Field. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us on MILB TV, the Aces Digital Network. Sam Farnsworth is directing our broadcast on the TV side tonight and working with his talented camera team, showing you the great views from inside the yard. That pitch is outside. Ball one to Jake Palamaki, who's batting 306, a home run and 20 runs batted in. Palamaki hit in the 8-hole last night, and he went 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk drawn. Jeff Bain fires, and the right-hander's pitch is low and inside. And two balls and no strikes to Palamaki. Nice to see Jeff Bain back in an Aces uniform. And Bain's only two appearances have come at Albuquerque as that swung on and fouled off to the left since coming back, that is. His last time he faced the Bees was on the 19th of September last year. Spun three scoreless innings. He gave up two hits and did not factor into the decision. That pitch is going to miss. And it's 3-1. And every time that he's faced Salt Lake, it's been here. He has not pitched at Smith's ballpark. Aces will be back there in a couple weeks. Beginning of September, the 3-1 is swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Griner. And Bain had enough hair on that fastball to push it past Palamaki. Three balls and two strikes. It's on the way, and Palamaki takes a breaking ball low. And it's ball four, and that just missed. But Palamaki draws a walk to begin the third inning, and that's the second walk given up by Jeff Bain. He walked Stefanik with one out in the first. So now to the top of the order, and Matt Duffy, who struck out swinging his only other time up, to open the ballgame. The pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back to our right, and it's nothing and one to Duffy. Bain at Albuquerque on the 14th went to one scoreless inning. He gave up two hits and struck out two. That was on Sunday. Came on in relief of Brandon Fott as that pitch is up high, and it's one ball and one strike. How good was Brandon Fott in that game on Sunday? Gave up one run on just one hit in six innings, struck out 10 in that ballpark. Man, here's the 1-1, and it is a breaking ball strike, and now 1-2. It reminded me of a start that Dan Straley had when he was coming up with the A's in 2011 in Lancaster. And anyone that's familiar with the California League knows what a hitter's heaven Lancaster was. That was a franchise that was contracted during the pandemic. But Dan Straley, you knew he was on the map when he went to Lancaster and shoved, and that's what Brandon Fott did in Albuquerque on Sunday as a throw to first. And diving back goes Palamaki. One ball and two strikes to the right-handed hitting Duffy, again on Major League rehab with back spasms. Here's the 1-2. And and it's upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. We're kind of suspended between daylight and darkness right now. The sun that was shining in center field last inning has been closed off by some clouds now. So no longer any sun on the field, just that soupy sky overhead as that pitch is going to be a ball. Check swing is a peel for Sam Birch. Three balls, two strikes to Duffy against Stefanik to follow. And this is a big spot here for Jeff Bain after walking Palamaki to start the inning. Bain trying to avoid back-to-back walks. Three, two, and a check swing's put in play to the right side. Is going to get past Bain. Is going to be charged by Hernandez. Bare hand off kilter, throw to first, and in time to get Duffy. That was put in play gently, and once it got past Bain, it was going to be a little bit dicey and maybe a step slow on that start by Duffy out of the box. It's always a bit jarring when you check your swing and then, oh man, the ball's in play, and you got to get yourself started. Hernandez, a nice play. It does get Palamaki to second base, so a productive out off the bat of Duffy. And now a turn and a look towards second, and Yanni Hernandez sneakily creeping in behind the runner Palamaki, and had Bain realized what was going on, Palamaki may have been tagged out, but Bain was late to realize that Hernandez had crept in. Here's the pitch, and it's off the outside. Ball one to Stefanik. A breeze pushing from left to right at the moment. The 1-0. And a swing and a pop-up. That is back of the right side of the infield. And Hager is back, and he'll give way to the second baseman, Hernandez, who angles to his left. Makes the catch tucked inside fair territory and then fires to third to hold Palamaki at second base. So back-to-back putouts for Yanni Hernandez. And with two away, Dylan Thomas coming up with Palamaki at second base and two outs. The Aces leading 2-0 in the top of the third here at Greater Nevada Field. Smack dab in the middle of your week. And I hope it's a great week. Almost past hump day, and now on to Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. $2 Coors Lights and $4 Ace Ball Ales if you're coming to the yard tomorrow. The pitch is past the production room. Down the right field line, and I'm not sure where that ball wound up, but that was scalded off the bat of Dylan Thomas, but it's strike one. Balanced infield, but the shortstop, but Defoe is shaded toward the middle. The second baseman, Hernandez, is playing the grass and shallow right. Is that swung on and chopped right into that open part of the infield for a base hit? Palamaki around third, and he'll score on a two-out RBI single by Dylan Thomas, and the Aces see the lead cut in half. It's now 2-1 Reno. And a nice piece of hitting there by Dylan Thomas. Hit it exactly where they weren't playing him. Wide open spaces to the right of second base, and Thomas exploits that and gets the bees on the board here tonight. Keen Wong in from the left side, and Wong dropped down a bunt single his first time up, and the pitch. And Wong takes a strike, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and it is off the outside, and it's even at one ball and one strike. The 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball to left field toward the line. Racing over there is Duzenak, and Duzenak will run out of room. That's off the netting. That's one where Duzenak, had he been able to get over there, may have had a play, but there was no way he was getting over there. But it landed right at the base of the netting, so had he been standing over there, say, he may have been able to reach up and catch it, but had a long run. Well, both teams coming up clutch here in the early going. The Aces with those clutch RBI hits in the bottom of the second, and now the Bees get one from Dylan Thomas the ensuing half inning here in the top of the third. 1-2, and a swing and a miss, and Bain goes upstairs with a slider frame, and that is the fourth strikeout for Jeff Bain. But the Bees are on the board. A leadoff walk blossoms into a run on a two-out RBI single by Dylan Thomas. One run, one hit, no errors, and one left. And headed to the bottom of the third, it's Reno 2, Salt Lake 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy. Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Corbin Carroll leads it off for Reno. Bottom of the third inning. It's the Aces 2 and the Bees 1. And the first pitch of the inning from Adam Semenaris is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. He gets the point from Chad Wallach after saying, yeah, ball down and away. So let's see if they stay in that area to Corbin, just based on that reaction from Wallach. The pitch is down and away, and that was that same exact pitch. I had a feeling, considering the way Wallach reacted, kind of tipped their hand, letting you know where they wanted to pitch Corbin Carroll here. One ball and one strike, and here it comes, and a swing and a miss. That time they ran one inside. It was a changeup. So one ball and two strikes. Center fielder Thomas is slightly towards left, a balanced infield. The 1-2 is swung on and pulled into the third base visitor's dugout. That also was inside. That was a change up in. So we've seen curveball away, change up in. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a foul back. That was a change up away. See if they go back to the curveball away. One ball and two strikes to Carroll. Semenaris on the third base side of the slab. And the pitch is going to be inside, swung on and fouled back. That was a slider in on the hands. One ball, two strikes to Carroll, followed by Wilmer Defoe and Buddy Kennedy. You look off towards right field, if you're at the ballpark, a rainbow has emerged. As that pitch is in the dirt, that was a changeup away. Carroll has not seen a fastball yet, by the way, in this sequence. Two balls and two strikes. There's a rainbow with a gray sky in the background. A really cool sight. New shipment of balls for the home plate umpire, Lou Williams. Two balls, two strikes. And here's the pitch, and Carroll swings and grounds one to the right side. It's going to be taken by the second baseman, Stefanik, who throws to first in time to get Carroll for out number one. That was a changeup, and that was center cut. So Carroll didn't see any fastballs in that sequence. And now Wilmer Defoe, who's in from the right side. Defoe singled his only other time up. Stefanik, the second baseman, trying to figure out where he's supposed to be as that swung on and looped toward right field, and right there is Orlando Martinez to make the catch for the second out. So on one pitch, there's one out. Or one pitch, there's two outs now. That was the second out. You know what I meant. Semenaris gets the second out of the inning on one pitch. How about that? And with two away, Buddy Kennedy is coming up next. Here's the pitch. And it is a strike, and it's nothing and one to Kennedy, who grounded into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. That was with runners at the corners and one out in the first inning. The pitch, and Buddy takes low and inside. One ball and one strike. How some sun is shining on those flags out there. What an eerie night. 1-1 is low, and it's two balls and a strike. You have the darkness on the field, but the sun shining on those flags right now. The stadium lights just taking effect, and in the midst of a gray sky, there's a vibrant rainbow off to the right. How cool is that? Here's the 2-1. And it's over Buddy's shoelaces and to the backstop. So it's 3-1. Kennedy kind of lifting his feet out of the way there. Buddy, by the way, has shed about 12, 15 pounds since the start of this season. I was talking with him about that a little while today. He's saying he just started taking more and more ground balls, getting more cardio as that's fouled above the third base dugout. Combining that with some tweaks in the diet, it's noticeable in his face. If you look at the headshot of Buddy and then you see him in person now, it looks like, he says, when he gains weight, it's usually in the face, as that pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side of the second baseman Stefanik, exactly where Kennedy hit it his first time up for that double play, but this time a 4-3 ground out to end the inning. No runs, hits, errors, and none left, and we go to the top of the fourth, into the middle innings, where it's the Aces 2 and the Bees 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Aces dipping into their bullpen to start the fourth inning. Again, this is a bullpen game for Reno, started by Jeff Bain, who goes 3 innings and allows 1 run on 2 hits. And now Blake Workman takes the reins and deals a called strike to Matt Theiss. Theiss fly to left his first time up. Theiss batting 261, 10 homers and 46 runs batted in. And the pitch is a strike on the outside. Now nothing in 2. Workman 2-0 with a 5.30 ERA. This is his 18th appearance, his 17th in relief. 18 and two-thirds innings. He has allowed 11 earned runs on 24 hits. 23 strikeouts to 6 walks in 18 and two-thirds innings. That is impressive. No balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch is swung on and slapped the other way, and that is Matt Theiss beating the shift right there. Just slaps it into left for a base hit. A wide turn by Theiss, but he'll hold. Content with a beat-the-shift single. Just slapped it the opposite direction. A nice piece of hitting. Wide open spaces on the left side of the infield for Theiss, and he uses those spaces. pick up his first hit of the night. So now Jake Gatewood, who's 0-for-1. Gatewood struck out swinging his only other time up. And the pitch from Workman to Gatewood is low, ball one. Again, Bain goes three innings, and he gives up one run. It was earned on two hits. Two walks and four strikeouts for Jeff Bain. Pitch is a strike on the outside, and it's 1-1. Bain will, of course, not factor into the decision. But a nice outing for Jeff. Just that mistake with the two-out RBI single given up to Dylan Thomas. That was in the third. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. And now 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Gatewood with Orlando Martinez in the on-deck circle. Outfield straight away. The second baseman, Hernandez, shaded toward the middle. The third baseman, Kennedy, is about three-quarters of the way back toward the outfield. Grass about 10 feet from the line. If that, here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt, and Karam's behind Griner, and up to second base on a wild pitch goes Matt Theis. So now the Bees have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. And the scope of this at-bat changes some for Gatewood. Would be considered a success if he can somehow move Theis over to third base, even if he makes an out. Rainbow hanging around beyond right field. And the pitch is swung on and lined toward the gap in right center. And this is going to tie the game. Carroll pursuing as it lands and rolls to the wall. Theis around third to score easily. And it's an RBI double for Jake Gatewood that ties this game at two. So Gatewood going the opposite way to the big part of the outfield. And right off the bat, you knew that was going to get down, even with Corbin Carroll's prodigious speed and right. Theis scores, just trotting home. And it's a 2-2 ball game here in Reno. And the Bees have Gatewood at second base with nobody out, so they're right back where they were, essentially. Runner at second, nobody out, a run in. And Orlando Martinez in from the left side. Martinez swings and lashes that one foul to the left for strike one. We'll keep an eye, by the way, on Stone Garrett's night in San Francisco. The Diamondbacks at Oracle Park, and right now Lamont Wade just hit a home run for the Giants to give San Francisco a 1-0 lead. Zach Davies starting that game for the D-backs, but Garrett struck out in his first at-bat. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a fly ball straight away center field. Fletcher patrolling to his right, square to the infield. He makes the catch. Tagging and trying is Gatewood, and the throw to third will be a little bit offline, pulling Kennedy toward the outfield side of the bag. So advance to third. So a productive out for Orlando Martinez, and Chad Wallach now with a chance to pick up an RBI by getting a ball in play appropriately. Wallach fly to right his first time up. Two runs, four hits for the Bees. Two runs, five hits for the Aces. The pitch is taken for a strike on the inside. It's nothing and one. The Aces have the infield shifted to the left and the infield in. Kennedy and Defoe, the third baseman and shortstop, respectively, a little bit deeper than the other two as that swung on and fouled off to the right. Hernandez, the second baseman, and Hager are right up on the infield grass. That, of course, because the right-handed hitter, Wallach, is at the plate, so Kennedy and Defoe giving themselves a little more breathing room for hard contact. If Wallach stings one and pulls it. Here's the 0-2, and it's up high. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a fly ball lifted to right. Carroll angled back to his right, approaching the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch, but plenty deep enough to allow Gatewood to tag and score. So a sac fly for Wallach. And the Bees with a two-run top of the fourth inning have taken their first lead. It's now Salt Lake 3 and Reno 2. And it brings up Jake Palamaki, who walked and scored in the third inning. And Palamaki batting for the second time in as many innings. Of course, the run in the third inning came off of Bain. And Workman has surrendered two here in the top of the fourth. And the pitch is up and outside, ball one. That was a changeup that floated high and wide out of the hand of Workman. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Palamaki. That one is taken inside, and it's 2-1. The pitch is swung on and bounced weakly to the right side, but it's a foul ball. It hit the foot of Palamaki. I believe that is what the home plate umpire is signaling. Lou Williams signaling that that ball first hit off of Palamaki's foot. Or shin guard, one of the two. Looked like it was a little funky coming out of the chute. And that's the reason why. Two balls and two strikes to Palamaki. Workman out of Cal State Fullerton deals, and it's up and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Workman, a 22nd round selection of the D-backs. Swung on foul. Look out to our left. I think that was Sweet 8 getting that one. Well, that rainbow in right is just cascading down now, and it's even more vibrant, the bottom of the rainbow that we're seeing off beyond right field. That one is swung on and line foul off to the left. We've had some unique skies both here and in Albuquerque the last week. A swing and a fly ball driven well to right center field. Fletcher racing back, angled to his left. He won't be able to get there. Drops in for a hit, and then falling on his way to second base is Palamaki, but he pops himself up and gets into second, and he is more than content after that with a double. Fell right on his face between first and second. Down goes Frazier. And pops himself back up and gets to the bag ahead of the throw from Fletcher. Whoops. Hey, all's well that ends well if you're Jake Palamaki, and he's 1-for-1. Something he can laugh about because he was able to get back to the bag in time. That stumble won't be there in the box score tomorrow. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a pop-up off the bat of Duffy, and that's going to be toward the right field line. Carroll moving to his left, and Carroll is going to make the catch just inside fair territory as he was crossing the line, and that ends the inning. But the Bees get two runs to take the lead. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one man stranded. And we go to the bottom of the fourth in Reno. It's now the Bees 3 and the Aces 2 on MILB TV, the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, when did you get so smart about money? Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Unique-looking night in Northern Nevada. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network. Sam Farnsworth directing our broadcast, along with his amazing camera team. He's swinging a fly ball to right center field. It'll send Martinez back, and Martinez won't get there. It's going to hit the warning track and kangaroo up into the seats in right center and be a ground rule double for Dominic Fletcher to open the bottom of the fourth inning. So Fletcher sends a fly ball soaring out that way, and likely if it stays in play, Fletcher would have a shot at a triple, considering his speed. But a ground rule double, and the Aces will start with a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing 3-2. They're going to get right back at it. So Cintron is in from the right side. Cintron laced a double up the left field line, his only other time up. Fletcher at second base, and the pitch is way outside, ball one, up and away, and Wallach had to extend his glove hand as far right as he could. One ball and no strikes to Cintron, batting at 396. Two home runs and 16 runs batted in. The pitch, and Cintron takes low and inside. Cintron leading all of minor league baseball with that batting average. And he is doing it quiet as a mouse. There's the 2-0. And it is up high, and it's three balls and no strikes. And not only that, Giancarlo Cintron's putting together quality at bat after quality at bat. It's not like he's just up there running into hits. He is grinding. And he's finding good pitches to hit, and that takes work. 3-0. And he takes inside, ball four, and he's more than content to take those walks. Keeps that average buoyed. And Giancarlo Cintron at first base. And the Aces have two on with nobody out and a promising start to the bottom of the fourth inning. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we could do for you at gncu.org. Jake Hager in from the right side, and Hager's going to show a bunt, and he'll pull back and take in tight, ball one. So Hager showing that bunt and causing the infielders to crash in, and now a meeting on the mound. And as this meeting is getting going, how about Stone Garrett's first major league hit is an RBI double that drives in Christian Walker and ties the game at one between the D-backs and the Giants. Stone put a swing on one and off of Carlos Rodon, no less. Stone Garrett sent that double over the head of the leaping center fielder for his first major league hit. Not a cheap hit for Stone. And congratulations, man. That's awesome. And a count 1-1. Now Cooper Hummel's up to try and drive him in. It's like I'm calling an Aces game all over again. There's the 1-1. And a swing and ground ball pulled to the left side. Pass the backhand try of Wong up the left field line. Fletcher will score. Cintron at third base. The helmet flies up. He's being waved around. And he'll score standing up on a two-run double by Jake Hager. And the Aces have taken the lead back. It's 4-3 Reno. Both hits in this inning. Doubles. First Fletcher to right center, and now Hager tight roping the third baseline and sending it to the left field corner where Gatewood had to dig it out. Fletcher was going to score easily. Giancarlo Cintron busting it all the way from first, and the Aces have climbed back in front. It's 4-3 Reno. And now Grayson Griner in from the right side. Adam Seminaris deals, and it's low and inside, ball one. Seminaris giving up his second two-run inning. He gave up two runs in the second and has allowed now two runs here in the fourth, and still nobody out with Hager at second base. Ty Buttrey is going to be warming up now in the Salt Lake pen, the right-hander, the veteran. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's even at 1-1. The 1-1. And a swing and a shot into right, a base hit. Hager at third base. He's being sent around, and he'll score. And Grayson Griner keeps the low to right. And this now a three-run inning for the Aces, who lead it 5-3. Solid contact there by Griner going the opposite way. Nice piece of hitting. And Hager around third, scoring easily. Jake had a read on that right from the get-go. And the Aces lead by two. And that's going to do it for Seminaris, as Buttrey is ready, and he'll be summoned by Lou Marson, the Salt Lake manager. So with our score, the Aces 5 and the Bees 3 will step aside for this call to the bullpen break from Greater Nevada Field. And we're back after this on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos. All on a line or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
I think we're celebrating with a little Gangnam Style right now. By Psy, right? That was who did that song. That was like 10 years ago. Is that pitch is going to miss for ball one to Camden Duzenac from new Salt Lake pitcher Ty Buttrey. And there is reason to celebrate here in this inning because the Aces have scored three runs to take a 5-3 lead. There's still nobody out as Duzenac swings and shoots one up the left field line, and that's headed for the corner. Griner rumbles around second and pulls up into third while Duzenac arrives at second with the third Aces double of the inning. And all five have reached base here in the fourth inning for Reno, and the Aces have second and third still with nobody out and three runs already in, and a chance at a huge inning now with Yanni Hernandez coming up. Duzenac keeping that one just fair, and getting himself an extra base knock. Hernandez in from the left side, shoots that one foul off the facing of the third base dugout, sending those guys in the third base dugout into a bit of a scare. And Corbin Martin's over there gesturing towards Yanni, and don't do that again. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a looper foul into the seats on the left side, and it's nothing and two to Hernandez. Home plate umpire Lou Williams waiting for the ball boy and a fresh shipment. And Lou stuffs those baseballs in his pouch. And now we can proceed. No balls and two strikes. Buttry delivers, and it's up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Responsible for Grayson Griner at third. Hager, who scored on that. Hager, who scored, that was still Seminaris, obviously, as that pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. Duznak's double came with just Griner at first base. Again, five in a row have reached. Three doubles, a single, and a walk. Infield is in for the Bees here with nobody out. And a 2-2. And Hernandez swings and misses. Flummoxed swing there by Yanni. And he's down on strikes. And Buttry, at long last for the Bees, gets the first out of this inning. And with one down, Corbin Carroll coming up. That is the second strikeout for Salt Lake pitching tonight. Seminaris had one strikeout in his three-plus innings. Seminaris allowing eight hits, as that pitch is a strike on the inside to Carroll, and it's nothing in one. That was a changeup. Again, it was all off-speed stuff to Carroll his last time up. When he grounded out, Seminaris was either off-speed in or off-speed away, as that pitch is in for a strike. And that was a fastball, and Corbin hadn't seen one of those for a while. It was located beautifully by Buttry at 93 on the inside black, and it's now nothing in two. Pitch, and Carroll swings and fouls it back to the left. That was another fastball, and Buttry dialed up 95 that time. The 0-2, and it's a breaking ball in the dirt, and a nice sliding stop to the right made by the catcher Waller. Buttry obviously would love another strikeout here. He's got runners at second and third with only one out. You know what Carroll wants to do. He wants to put a ball in play. And hopefully not to one of the shallow playing infielders. Here's the 1-2. And Carroll. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch and a swing and a miss, a fastball. He climbed the ladder, did Buttry, 93, and Buttry strikes out two tough cookies in spots where he needs strikeouts. Hernandez and now Corbin Carroll, and the ace is still runners at second and third with now two outs. And this would be really deflating for Buttry if Wilmer Defoe comes up clutch here. Defoe 1-for-2 with a single in the first. He flied to right his last time up. Pitch and a swing and a miss, and it's nothing in one. This would be a Sisyphus moment for Buttry here, pushing the rock up the hill only to have it come down. Buttry has pushed the rock up the hill, gotten the two strikeouts that he needs. Now he's got to finish the job as that swung on and missed, and it's nothing in two. And now they'll exchange defenders on the left side. So Wong, the third baseman, jogs over to play the right of second, and Palamaki, the shortstop, back to his post on the left side. Third base side of the infield is vacated. The pitch is swung on and missed, and Wilmer Defoe down on strikes, and that's an impressive job by Ty Buttrey. Gives up the double to Duzenac. That puts runners at second and third with nobody out, and then fires back with three straight strikeouts, the top three hitters in the order. That is nicely done by Buttrey, but the Aces get three runs off of Seminaris before he left. Three runs on four hits, and three of them doubles. There were no Salt Lake errors, and two runners left stranded in scoring position. Now to the top of the fifth inning, it's the Aces 5 and the Bees 3 on the Aces Digital Network and MILB TV.
You know Red Robin as the home of free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Workman, the right-hander, deals, and he misses low to Michael Stefanik for ball one. Workman gave up two runs in the fourth inning, but saw his offense pick him up in the bottom of the fourth with three runs. The Aces leading 5-3 here at the top of the fifth, and it's swung on line foul over the second level by Stefanik, who's 0-for-1. Stefanik has walked and popped out to second. Outfield straightaway, two on either side of second. There's a ton of room to the left of second base. Pitch, and Stefanik looks at one down low. Two balls and one strike. Two-one, and it's outside, 3-1. Three-one, and it is low, ball four. So Stefanik walks for a second time in this game. He didn't walk yesterday. He was hit by a pitch. But it's his third free pass of the series. So this is Workman's second inning, and in each inning, the leadoff man has reached. It was Theis last inning with a leadoff single, and now Stefanik draws a leadoff walk, and Dylan Thomas is up next in from the left side. And a pitch to Thomas is outside, ball one. The 1-0 is taken for a strike on the outside, 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-1. Dylan Thomas began this season with Salt Lake, or with Sugar Land, I beg your pardon. This is his 25th game with Salt Lake as that pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-1. It was a DFA'd by the Angels. Houston picked him up, and with Sugarland, he played in 53 games and at 293. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left. Two balls and two strikes. Actually, I think it was he began with the Salt Lake, then he went to the Sugarland club, and now reclaimed by the Angels. And back with Salt Lake. Last year he was with Tacoma, so he's been well-traveled in this league for the last couple of years. Also saw time in AAA with the Rockies, three games of it in Albuquerque in 2017. The pitch is up and away. And it's 3-2 again. Thomas was drafted by Colorado, and that 2017 three-game stint was his first bit of AAA time. Played indie ball for 80 games in 2018 before the Brewers gave him a shot to come back. A swing of ground ball off of Workman's glove is going to deflect back of the mound, barehanded by Hernandez, who just flipped. Stefanik was either rounding second or not there yet, but Stefanik was at second with the brakes applied. And that was a sharp comebacker. And I'm not for certain, but if Workman does not get the glove on it, it probably is taken by either Defoe or Hernandez, but that was hit pretty hard, so maybe it gets up the middle for a hit. Who knows? But either way, it's an infield single for Thomas, who's now 2-for-3. And here come the bees. Son, this is like a heavyweight bout. Two on, nobody out, and Keen Wong in from the left side. And a pitch, and Wong shows a bunt. Never really offered, but just flashed it, and Griner takes that pitch up and away and then comes to his feet to check the runners back. One ball, no strikes to Keen Wong. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball that is lifted toward the left field corner and twisting into the seats out of play. The 1-1 is off the outside, and now two balls and a strike to Keen Wong. Aces 5, Bees 3. Reno has out-hit Salt Lake 9-6, and neither team has committed an error. The 2-1 swung on a ground to the right side and threw for a hit to the left of Hernandez. Hitting third base and being held there is Stefanik as the throw comes in up the third base line. And Salt Lake not taking any chances here with nobody out. Now they have the bases loaded with nobody out. And this is looking as promising as the last half inning was for the Aces, where Reno scored 3 runs. The Bees haven't dented the plate yet here in the top of the fifth, but they're primed to do so. Bases loaded, nobody out. And Taylor Widener is in the pen. A swing and a foul lined off to the left, and looks like it hit off of the facade there and it rang back down into the lower bowl, and it's strike one on the left-handed hitting Matt Theiss. The 0-1, and Theiss takes off the outside. They swing and a foul right back over our heads. 1-2, right over Sweet Knight. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a fly ball. That is to left center field. Moving to his right is Fletcher, and Fletcher in the alley makes the catch. Tagging and scoring is Stefanik from third. The other runners stay put as Fletcher's throw went into third base. It's a sack fly for Theiss, who stays 1-for-2, but adds an RBI to his resume tonight. And the Bees are within a run. It's now Reno 5 and Salt Lake 4. Conference on the mound there after the first out, and the runners at first and second now with one away, and Gatewood the batter, and as I suspected, Tim, as Widener is going to come on from the bullpen. So it's a call to the bullpen break, and Widener will face Gatewood when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. We're in the top of the fifth inning, and these teams are throwing punches. It's the Aces 5 and the Bees 4. Salt Lake with two on, first and second with one out. We're back to Greater Nevada Field after this on MILB TV, the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
A new pitcher for the Aces as we are back and still in the top of the fifth inning at Greater Nevada Field. Taylor Widener taking over for Blake Workman, and Workman goes an inning and a third, and he's still responsible for the runners on Tylan Thomas at second and Keen Wong at first. So Widener inherits two runners with one out, and the Aces leading 5-4. And Gatewood is at the plate. Gatewood 1-for-2 with an RBI double his first trip, and a pitch to Gatewood swung on and missed. 94 from Widener, and it's nothing in one. Congrats to Taylor and his wife and their family. Just welcomed a new baby boy, Jay Widener. So Wides had been gone for a couple of days, and great to see him back today. Had a chance to congratulate him in person, and that is so awesome. Jay Widener, welcome to the world. Here's the 0-1, and it's off the outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Second baseman Hernandez shaded toward the middle. The outfield is, for the most part, straight up. Fletcher maybe a step toward left center. One ball, one strike to Gatewood, who's an imposing presence in that box. Pitch on the way is swung on and roped and caught by Kennedy. He throws to second for the double play that ends the inning. And new dad Taylor Widener comes in and cleans up the mess. He's got to get used to that now with a kid. But Jake Gatewood lines it to third, and Buddy Kennedy throws to second for the easy double up of Thomas to end the inning. So a nice job by Taylor Widener. It is hard contact, but they had it pegged perfectly at 5-4. On the back end of that double play. One run for the Bees on two hits, no errors, and after that double play, one man left. And heading to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's the Aces 5 and the Bees 4 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As of until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Oliver Ortega, the new pitcher for the Bees, to start the fifth, and Kennedy swings at the first pitch and grounds it to the shortstop, Palamaki. A bit of a worm burner off the bat at Kennedy, but Palamaki fields and throws to first to get Buddy, and that is out number one on one pitch here in the bottom of the fifth. So Ortega takes over for Ty Buttrey, and what a job done by Buttrey. Talk about inheriting a mess. Buttrey came in. The Aces in the midst of a big-time push. They got 3 runs across. Buttrey gave up a double to Camden Duzenac. The pitch on the way is taken for a called strike, and it's nothing and one upon entering. And that put runners at second and third with nobody out. And then Buttrey proceeded to strike out 3 tough hitters, Hernandez, Carroll, and Defoe. Here's the pitch, and a swing, and a fly ball fouled off the stands, and it's nothing and two. So Buttrey goes 1 scoreless inning, allows 1 hit, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Semenaris, the starter, 3-plus innings. He allowed 5 runs, all earned on 8 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. And now it's Ortega, third pitcher of the night for the Bees, and that one missing. It was up and outside. One ball and 2 strikes. And a pitch is swung on and lashed foul off to the left. Ortega from the Dominican Republic. And he was signed by the Angels in 2015 as an international free agent. Didn't get a ton of money to sign, but he has pitched in the big leagues both last year and this. 34 innings with the Angels this season. The pitch is swung on and missed, and the ball blocked out in front by Wallach. It was a pitch in the dirt, so Wallach will pick it up, fling it to first to complete the strikeout of Fletcher. 2-3 on the putout. It's the second time that Fletcher's been a strikeout victim in this game, so he's now 1-for-3. And with 2 up and 2 down, Giancarlo Cintron comes up, and Cintron is 1-for-1 and has scored 2 runs. The Aces will take the field as Los Corazones de Reno is part of Minor League Baseball's Copa de la Diversión. September 15th and 16th, they'll take on the Rivercats here. And don't miss out on all the Copa fun. To get your tickets, renoaces.com. Again, that's Sacramento in town. September 15th and 16th, as that pitch is up and in and ducking out of the way is Cintron of a curveball. And it's ball 1 to JC. There's the 1-0. And a swing and a miss. That was a slider away. Registered as a curveball. Looked like a slider, but that was a nasty pitch, whatever it was, from Ortega. It's 1 ball and 1 strike to Cintron, looking to stay perfect on the night. The second baseman, Stefanik, shaded toward the middle. And the 1-1 is swung on and lifted to left field. Jake Gatewood is back, and Gatewood, in front of the warning track, will make the catch. He was in front of the track by maybe a little more than 10 feet or so. The inning is over. And a 1-2-3 Aces in the fifth. Now we're into the sixth, and it's Reno 5 and Salt Lake 4 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily, open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by.
Heading to the top of the sixth inning at Greater Nevada Field on an overcast Northern Nevada night. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us wherever you are and however in for strike. And it's nothing in one to Orlando Martinez. Taylor Widener came on, faced one batter with runners at first and second and one out. As the 0-1 is chopped to the right side, it's going to be taken by Hager. He'll make the overhand throw to Widener, and Hager puts it right on the money, doing a beautiful job leading Widener to the bag there with the overhand toss. And a 3-1 collaboration for out number one in the top of the sixth, and Chad Wallach will come up next. But Widener got Jake Gatewood a line out to third, and that turned into an inning-ending double play as the runner at second base, Dylan Thomas, had nowhere to go. Thomas was just with his lead off the bag, and the ball was hit so hard, Kennedy caught it and had all the time to throw to second to double up Thomas and end that inning. And Widener stranding a couple of inherited base runners on behalf of Blake Workman, who went an inning and a third. And the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. The 0-1. And a swing and a foul. The bat goes helicoptering toward the third base dugout. And it spins into the nets above the third base dugout and onto the stairwell. And that'll be retrieved and brought back to home plate by Ray Olmedo, who's coaching third base. That was odd. I wasn't sure if the bat broke. The ball went one way and the bat went the other. Now Wallach spraying some sticky stuff on the handle of that bat. No balls and two strikes to Chad Wallach. Jake Palamaki coming up next. Blake Workman allowed three runs in his inning and a third, as that one is off the outside. Workman allowed three runs, all earned on five hits. One walk and no strikeouts. The pitch is swung on and pulled foul third base side. I think Wallach broke his bat that time. Yeah, he did. All that work getting the stick, that's just going to become firewood. And Chad Wallach's having a heck of an at bat with his lumber up there. So more sticky stuff on the new bat. Same natural wood colored bat for Wallach as he makes his way back toward home plate. One ball, two strikes. One out, the base is empty. Now three to the left of second. Hernandez on the left side of the infield. The pitch is taken down and in, a fastball at 92. Two balls, two strikes. Two, two. And a swing and a foul back. Right now, not much action on the flagpoles out there in right. They're just kind of billowing off slightly. And again, we've been very fortunate today with the rain more or less missing us. We had a spritz come through earlier, well before the game, but nothing since we've started the game. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a chop foul, third base side. So this at bat, a lengthy one, continues for Chad Wallach. tomorrow our broadcast will be simulcast on Nevada Sportsnet. Of course, you can still watch it on MILB TV as well, but if you're in town and you can't make it to the game, catch us on NSN tomorrow. I'll be working with Jake McKinley, who takes over for TJ Bruce as the new head coach of Nevada baseball. So excited to work with Jake McKinley tomorrow on Nevada Sportsnet as that is fouled back. Pitch was down and in. Changeup, and Wallach managing to get a piece to stay alive. Our broadcast tomorrow will begin at 6:30, and we will join you on the radio side right after the national anthem tomorrow. So a little bit of a different format if you usually tune in on radio. We will take care of the TV first, beginning at 6:30. The 2-2 is off the outside, and a full count now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. But you can tune in on the radio all this from our first break on NSN. Three balls, two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul back. So this continues. Not sure where we're at in terms of the number of pitches in this at bat. But this is getting into epic territory. We've already lost a bat, broken a bat, and copious foul balls here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It remains. Widener into his backstep for 3-2, and a swing and a pop-up. Right side of the infield, and now onto the outfield. There was nobody on the right side of the infield, but Yonny Hernandez able to get over there and make the catch. Hernandez angled back to his left and short right. Makes the catch for the second out, and that was a good battle between Widener and Wallach. And Wallach fought valiantly, but Widener gets him to pop out and has 2 up and 2 down here in the sixth. Palamaki coming up, who's 1-for-1. Palamaki has walked and scored. That was in the third. And he had doubled his most recent time up in the fourth. The pitch is bunted back of home plate, and it went off the shin guard of Grayson Griner. Nothing in one to Palamaki. Widener delivers, and Palamaki swings and fouls it back, and now Widener with the upper hand. Nothing in two. Coming into this outing, Widener making his 22nd appearance. 1-2, a 6.83 ERA, and in 27 and two-thirds innings, 21 runs allowed on 35 hits, 10 walks to 38 strikeouts. Carolina into his motion in the 0-2. Just off the outside and maybe a little bit high with a fastball. I went in at 95, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. They're leaving a lot of room up the middle for Palamaki. And now time is called, and that is a pitch clock violation. Again, pitchers are still adjusting, especially pitchers who have pitched in the big leagues for times as well. It's different. I'm not saying Widener's not used to it, but it still catches it by surprise. Here's the 2-2, and it is low and inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Palamaki with Matt Duffy on deck. Can't miss Duffy in that Angels helmet. Widener's 3-2. And a swing and a shot toward the middle, ranging to his left, falling down, unable to get it, is Wilmer Defoe, and that's a base hit for Palamaki. Well, I mentioned the room up the middle, and that's exactly where he went. Defoe did have a little bit of a shot, but could not get there. Defoe moving to his left, that was going to be a near impossible play. And pass Defoe into left center. So Palamaki stays perfect on the night. He's 2-for-2. Top of the order, Matt Duffy, who's 0-for-3 on this night of Major League Rehab. Duffy has struck out swinging, grounded to second, and fly to right in that order. This is the top of the order for Salt Lake, and again, the fourth time that Duffy has come up. In the top of the sixth, it's 5-4 Reno, and a pitch. High and tight, ball one. Widener pauses. Swung on and popped up. This is middle of the infield and now back on the shallow left center field grass. It's Defoe square to the infield, right in the Reno arch, making the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left stranded. And that does it for the Bees in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Aces 5, the Bees 4 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Jake Hager gets the aces started at the dish in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Hager takes that pitch from Oliver Ortega upstairs for ball one. Hager got a two-run double up the left field line his last time up into the corner. The 1-0, and Hager takes a strike. And it's 1-1. Hager came up with runners at first and second with nobody out, and that was the Aces' three-run fourth. And Hager's double, the first two of those three runs. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a chop foul, third base side toward the coach's box. One ball and two strikes to Hager, who's 1-for-2. He'll be followed by Grayson Greiner and Camden Duzenac. The second baseman Stefanik is shaded toward the middle. The center fielder Thomas is towards right center. Ortega fires, and Hager takes in tight, a breaking ball. And it's 2-2. Oliver Ortega with a 1-2-3 fifth inning, and he got a strikeout in the middle of it. Dominic Fletcher struck out. Two balls and two strikes, and here comes, and Hager takes inside. So 3-2, Hager trying to work his way on. And if he does, it would be the second time the leadoff man reaches for the aces. The other time it happened was that three-run fourth inning. 3-2, and a check swing, and it hit Hager. They're going to appeal the check swing and make sure that he didn't go around. He didn't, but Jake is in a little bit of pain as he stands with his hands on his knees. That was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And let's see where he wore it. It's like maybe the forearm, and then it rattled around near his chest. Not pleasant. And Hager looks like he'll be okay. Mike Powell came up from the dugout to just talk him through it, give him a moment. And Miguel Velasquez out there as well to make sure that Hager's feeling all right. Hager gets a nice hand as he trades his batting gear for an oven mitt. He's So Hager does get on. Again, not as pleasant as the last time he did, which was a two-run double, but nonetheless, he's aboard, and the Aces, for the second time tonight, have the leadoff man on, and Grayson Griner coming up. Griner's 2-for-2. Two RBI singles tonight. Here's the pitch from Ortega, and Griner takes low, ball one. So this is the first time that Ortega is working with a base runner on. Again, in his second inning of relief. Hager held by Theis at first, and now he takes off. The pitch is a strike. The throw down to second will not be in time. And Jake Hager has a bag, and that's his sixth of the year. He's only been caught once. So a stolen base for Hager, and he sets the Aces up even better. Now in scoring position with nobody out. One and one to Griner. The pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Maybe off the chest protector of Chad Wallach as that ball goes out in front of the hitter's circle. It's cast aside by Lou Williams, the home plate umpire. One ball and two strikes. Dylan Thomas is towards right center just slightly from straightaway center field. The 1-2. A swing and a chop foul over the... I'm actually maybe in front of Mark Reed, the third base coach. Reeder kind of ducked out of the way, gave the illusion that he had to duck, but I think it was out in front of him into the camera well. One ball, two strikes to Griner. Chance to have his third RBI single of the night. The 1-2. And Griner swings and misses, not this time. Was fooled on a curveball, spun up there by Ortega, and Griner for the first has his second strikeout, and one away for Camden Dusenak. Fans get to the park early on Saturday, September 17th. It's our Aces T-shirt giveaway presented by T-Mobile. Don't miss out on the final giveaway of the 2022 season. Limited quantities are available, so get your tickets early at RenoAces.com, and if you get your tickets, get here early on September the 17th for that Aces T-shirt giveaway presented by T-Mobile. Hager at second base with one out and Camden Dusenak in from the right side. Dusenak is 2-for-2 with a couple of doubles. Here's the pitch, and it is in tight, ball one. Dusenak drove in a run with a double in the second, and he doubled off of Buttrey in the fourth, and that double at the time put runners at second and third with nobody out. Looked like the Aces were trying to put up a crooked number, but then Buttrey struck out three straight hitters, Hernandez, Carroll, and Defoe in an impressive run. 1-0 is low and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes to Dusenak. Ortega delivers, and Deuce swings and shoots one toward the middle and through for a base hit. Hager's around third, and Jake Hager will score. Dusenak's trying for second, and he's in there. So Dusenak hustles to make it his third double of the night. I don't believe there was a misplay in center field. We'll take a look and see, but I think that's all hustle there from Camden Dusenak. Thomas picked it up, was very casual, and Dusenak was not casual when he rounded first and turned on the Jets for second. So make it the third double of the night for Dusenak. It brings in a run, and it pads this Reno lead. It's now 6-4 Aces. And Jake Hager denting the plate for a second time tonight. It's the first time that an Aces player has hit three doubles in a game this season. The pitch is swung on and missed by Hernandez, and it's nothing and one. Here's the pitch, and Yanni will take a strike on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Ortega working with Duzenac at second base. And one out, 6-4 Reno. The pitch to Hernandez is strike three call. That was 96, right at the bottom of the zone. Good looking pitch there from Oliver Ortega. So Ortega with his third strikeout, and now Corbin Carroll. Carroll in from the left side. Corbin has doubled tonight. That was in the first inning since he has grounded to second and struck out swinging. Three to the right of second in the shift, and Carroll swings and drives one to deep left. Gatewood's back angled to his right, and Gatewood looks up, and it's off the dashers. Around third to score, Duzenac. And Corbin Carroll into second base with his second double of the night. And Corbin Carroll has been a doubles machine of late for the Aces, and that is now 10 doubles. With an Aces uniform for Corbin Carroll, and a nice milestone for him. Again, this is his 25th game with the Aces, his 10th double, and his second one on this night, and it drives in another run and makes it 7-4 Reno. For Oliver Ortega, and it was Austin Warren in the Salt Lake bullpen. So Warren comes in, he'll inherit Carroll at second base. With two outs, two runs are in this inning, and the Aces have a 7-4 lead. And we're still in the bottom of the sixth, and we're back after this call to the bullpen break on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop, for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Austin Warren is the new pitcher for the Bees. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning still, and Warren will face Wilmer Defoe to begin his outing, and Defoe is 1-for-3. Three to the right of second. The outfield is straight away. Runner at second base is Corbin Carroll with two outs, and Warren, the right-hander, delivers, and he deals a strike that Defoe takes, and it's nothing in one. The Aces have hit eight doubles in this game tonight. Eight of the 11 Reno hits have been doubles. Here's the 0-1, and it is up high. And now one ball and one strike. Warren is making his 16th relief appearance with the Bees, 1-0 with a 2.95 ERA. He's made 14 appearances with the Angels, and he's 2-0 with a 5.62 ERA. Here's the 1-1, and it's up high. And I think the rain is falling now. So we have a light miss. First time we've gotten wet here tonight. Ah, there's the smell of the rain. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch. And a swing and a foul looped into the seats down the left field side. Two balls and two strikes. Just a little summer shower right now. Two balls and two strikes. I'm sure some of you just washed your cars today. It's always the way it happens. I did not. Two balls and two strikes and a pair of foul that is down the left field line. Growing up, I had an uncle who was so cheap that before a big rainstorm was projected, he used to sprinkle some Dawn soap on his truck. And God rest his soul, I still think about him every time it rains. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is up high. Three balls and two strikes. It's J.B. Wendelken in the Aces' pen. Three and two to Defoe. Here's the pitch from Warren, and Defoe takes up and away. Ball four, and Defoe grinding out a nice at bat there. And he's aboard for a second time. And Buddy Kennedy coming up next, who's 0 for 3. So the inning continues for Reno. Kennedy in from the right side. Again, 0 for 3. Kennedy and Hernandez, the two aces that have yet to reach base. Here's the pitch. And Buddy will take off the outside a fastball at 93, and it's ball one. Oliver Ortega, an inning and two-thirds. And you can't close the book on him yet as he's responsible for Carroll at second base. But he gave up two hits and to this point has allowed two runs. 7-4 aces were in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a little looper foul down to right field foul territory. One ball and one strike. Ortega did not walk anybody. He hit Jake Hager with a pitch to start this inning, and Ortega struck out three. And again, number of runs allowed pending, but right now it's two. One ball and one strike. And the pitch to Kennedy is taken a bit high, just barely. Good eye by Buddy Kennedy. 2-1. Two-one pitch, and a swing and a foul sprayed off to the right, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Kennedy. Dominic Fletcher is on deck. The Aces trying to widen a 7-4 lead. They've out-hit Salt Lake 11-7. It's like night and day from last night for the Aces, where they mustered just four hits. Again, eight of these 11 hits have been doubles. Three from Duzenac, two from Carroll. A 2-2 pitch, and it's up and away, and it's a pitch clock violation, so it's going to be a ball anyways. That pitch was going to be a ball anyways, so essentially, it's a wash. No pun intended, as the rain comes down here at Greater Nevada Field. Three balls and two strikes to Buddy, trying to get aboard for the first time. The pitch, and Kennedy swings and lines one to right. Coming in is Martinez, and he'll make the catch on that line drive that just would not sit for Buddy Kennedy, and that ends the inning. But the Aces get two runs on two hits. Wouldn't you know, two more doubles. Duzenac his third, Carroll his second. No errors, and two men left stranded. And now to the seventh, it's Reno 7 and Salt Lake 4 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa. 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
We go to the top of the seventh at rainy Greater Nevada Field, and it might be this way for the rest of the game. And this is an official game, obviously, but just taking a look at the radar, there are some storms still coming up from the south, and it doesn't look like they're going to pass anytime soon as that pitch is up high, ball one. So hopefully the rain stays light enough to where they could just play through it. Aces 7 and B's 4. And a pitch is low and outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Widener is beginning his second inning. He came on with 1 out and 2 on in the fifth and got a double play in the first battery face. Got him to line into that double play as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike to Stefanik, who's 0-for-1. He's walked twice and scored once. And the 2-1 is a strike on the outside, and now 2-2. Doesn't look like there's anything too sturdy in these storms. I mean, obviously it could change, but I'm just looking, it's like a wall of green and maybe some yellow coming up from the south. Maybe there will be a break in the action, so to speak, but we'll see. The pitch is strike 3 called on the outside corner, and Stefanik is down looking, and Taylor Widener picks up his first strikeout since becoming a dad. Save the ball. Give it to Jay. One away, and Dylan Thomas coming up. And Thomas is 2-for-3. Couple of singles. Last one of the infield variety. Had an RBI single in the third. And the pitch is low and inside. Ball one. The pitch from Widener is swung on and lifted to shallow left. Duzenak will have to come in, and Duzenak does, and he makes the catch through the raindrops for the second out of the inning. So 2 down, and Keen Wong, who is 2-for-3. Wong has 2 singles, one of them a bunt single, and last time up he bounced a single to right. Leaving a lot of room up the middle for Wong, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Ace Ball fans, join us every Thursday, including tomorrow, for our Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, presented by 104.5 Reno's Rock Station. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light draft for $2 or an ice-cold Ace Ball Ale for $4, and get your tickets at renoaces.com. The 0-1 is in the dirt, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Again, tomorrow's game will be televised on Nevada Sportsnet. We'll have our simulcast on NSN. New Nevada baseball coach Jake McKinley will join me, former VP of player development for the Brewers, too, so he'll have a lot of great insights. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a foul back, and it's now 1-2. And, of course, if you're Wolfpack inclined, we'll be picking his brain about the upcoming Nevada season as well. So on NSN, nice way to kick off Wolfpack weekend here, too. One ball and two strikes. And a pitch. And a swing and a foul off the top of the netting above the third base dugout. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a liner foul off to the left, so it stays a ball and two strikes on Keen Wong. Matt Theis would bat next here in the seventh inning should Wong extend this frame. By the way, in Stone Garrett's third at bat at Oracle Park in San Francisco, he reached via catcher's interference, and we've seen that in Reno a ton this year. Like, Adam Nichols and I were talking during one of the breaks, like, I don't know, 5-6 times we've seen Stone reach on catcher's interference. So I'm not sure what it is that's conducive to catcher's interference in Stone Garrett, but he reached his third time up on that. A swing and a pop-up foul out of play to the left. And in case you missed it, Stone picked up his first career big league hit. It was not cheap. It was a double over the center fielder's head, and he drove in Christian Walker. So a couple of former aces there. And that's been the only run of the game for the D-backs. They're trailing right now 2-1 in San Francisco. The 1-2 is low, and it's two balls and two strikes. So happy for Stone Garrett, and everybody was last night. Had a chance to be in the clubhouse for that. It was kind of an accident that I happened to be in the clubhouse for that, but it was great to see the celebration, and the guys just so happy for Stone and getting that first call up to the big leagues. The 2-2 is swung on and fouled at the plate. It almost feels like you're on sacred ground when you're present for some of those moments, because those are very, very special and intimate moments in a baseball clubhouse where a guy's being told he's going to the big leagues for the first time. He gets to share it. Two balls and two strikes to Keen Wong. And a pitch, and Wong will take low and in, and it's 3-2. And if you missed it, there is video of that on all of our social channels. Video of Stone getting told that he was going up, and then we have video of Stone calling his parents to tell them. And the ruse for Stone that he used to get both of his parents together was he said he needed insurance information because he had just been pulled over, and his mom was already in bed as that pitch is up and away, and it's ball four. So Wong will draw a walk, and Matt Theis comes up next as the inning continues, so we can continue the story. As Gil Velasquez comes out, we'll wrap it up. But anyways, Stone was insisting to his dad, no, mom knows where my insurance stuff is. She needs to get up and find it. And so his dad finally gets his mom out of bed, and they're both together, and Stone tells them, and it's a great moment, and you can catch it, that video, on all of our social channels. As Taylor Widener comes out, and a nice job by Widener. He'll leave a runner at first base, but job well done. Only the second base runner that reached versus Widener. And the new Aces pitcher is coming out of the pen, and it's J.B. Wendelken. We'll talk more about J.B. when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. With our score in the top of the seventh, the Aces 7 and the Bees 4. We're back after this on the Aces Digital Network and MILB TV.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See Price memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today. at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Through a steady miss here at Greater Nevada Field, we're still in the top of the seventh inning, and J.B. Wendelken is the new pitcher. Looks like the rain has lightened up a tad. Wendelken will inherit Keen Wong at first base with two outs and face Matt Theiss, with the Aces leading 7-4, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. It is nothing and one. The 0-1, and a swing and a miss off speed, and now nothing and two. We last saw Wendelken on Saturday in Albuquerque, and JB got the win in that game. He worked two scoreless innings, near perfect. And Wendelken wrapped up a 7-4 Aces win on that night in extra innings, technically. It was in the eighth inning, but if you recall, that was the back end of a quasi-doubleheader where we had to complete a suspended game to start the night. And that was a nine-inning game. Here's the 0-2, runner goes, and it swung on and missed, and no throw necessary. And Wendelken amped as he strikes out Theiss to end the inning, and J.B. strands his inherited base runner. And for the Bees in the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. And it's time to stand and stretch on a rainy night in the BLC. To the bottom of the seventh, it's the Aces 7 and the Bees 4.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you.
To the bottom of the seventh inning, the Aces 7, the Bees 4. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us. As the first pitch of the inning will miss up and away from Austin Warren to Dominic Fletcher. Someone celebrating a birthday in suite 10 as that pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Happy birthday over there. Bring us some cake. There's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss, and now 1-2. Cupcake at the very least. There's the 1-2, and it's going to hit Fletcher. It got his arm on the way by, and Fletcher shakes it off, and he does not wear any armor. I'm not sure where it got him. My first instinct would be the upper forearm-ish, maybe near the elbow. But Fletcher slowly walks up the first base line. It's the second batter that's been hit by Salt Lake tonight. Oliver Ortega got Jake Hager earlier. And now it's Giancarlo Cintron, who's 1-for-2, one of 7 Reno doubles in this game. Or, beg your pardon, 8 Reno doubles in this game. Came off the bat of Giancarlo Cintron as that pitch is in for a strike. The most doubles the Aces have had in a game in franchise history is 9. And that occurred on August 26, 2015 in the old PCL versus Nashville when they were still in the league. Throw to first and diving back goes Fletcher. Runner goes, and the pitch misses inside, and the throw will not be made by Wallach because he never gripped the ball on the transfer, so Wallach had the ball pop out of his hand, and Dominic Fletcher has a stolen base. So Fletcher making them pay for hitting him. Steals second, and for Fletch, that is surprisingly just his second steal. He is now 2-for-6 in steal attempts. Pitch is swung on and chopped back to the mound. Warren has it. He looks to third. He throws there, and now Fletcher is in a pickle as Wong is going to throw back to Warren, and the pitcher applies the tag and will get the scoring on that. But in the meantime, Cintron is going to be at second base, so Fletcher stayed hung up between second and third long enough to get Giancarlo Cintron into scoring position. And that'll be some type of fielder's choice. I want to say one. Well, I didn't check the replay, and now I'm playing it back in my head. I think he went to third first, right? So 1-5 to something. I think 1-5-4. 1-5-4-1. There we go. And again, Cintron is at second base. So essentially he trades places with Fletcher, but now one out, and Hager swings the first pitch and pops it up. And Chad Wallach, getting his face washed by the miss, is going to look up and make the catch for out number 2. And that was in foul territory just behind the dish. So Grayson Griner in from the right side, and he is 2-for-3. Center fielder Thomas is slightly towards right. Cintron at second base with 2 outs. And here's the pitch from Warren, and it is up high, ball 1 to Grayson. Aces 7, and the Bees 4. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a miss, and it's now 1-1. One ball and one strike, and the pitch is a strike on the outside, and it's now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, and now Griner will step out. Here's the 1-2, and it's high and tight, and Griner nearly got plunked by that. That almost grazed his arm, and Grayson spins out of the way and exhales outside of that to right-handed hitter's batter's box. With Cintron at second base and 2 outs, that was up by his chest. Ground, the 2-2. And it's up and away, and now full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Griner, who's 2 for 3. Duzenak is on deck. And again, Grayson Griner has 2 RBI singles in this game. And every time he's come up, he's had a runner at second base. The 3-2. And Griner takes strike 3 call to pitch that just caught the bottom of the zone on Hawkeye. And Austin Warren gets a strikeout to escape a runner in scoring position situation. So for Warren, that is his first strikeout. And the aces come up empty. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left. And going to the 8th, it's Reno 7 and Salt Lake 4 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pimento and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Top of the 8th inning at Greater Nevada Field, and J.B. Wendelken back on the bump in the top of the 8th with the Aces leading 7-4, and Wendelken facing Jake Gatewood. And the pitch is low and outside, ball 1 to Gatewood, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI double in the 4th. Gatewood last time up lined into that double play. He was the first batter that Widener faced. Widener went 2 1/3 scoreless innings. And the pitch is swung on, I believe. Yeah, he tried to hold it, did not. Surprise base umpire confirms our suspicions. Sam Birch saying he went, and it's 1-1. So 2 1/3 scoreless for Widener, and he picked up 1 strikeout in that span. There's the 1-1, and it's swung on and missed. 93 tied him up and in, and it's 1-2. Widener gave up 1 hit. He walked 1 and again struck out 1. And Wendelken stranded his inherited runner, striking out Theis, the only batter that he faced when JB came on to end the 7th. Second baseman Hernandez shaded toward the middle. The center fielder Fletcher slightly to right. And a 1-2. And a swing and a high fly ball to a deep center field. Going back is Fletcher, angled to his right in the 410-foot triangle. He makes the catch. Dominic Fletcher on the warning track, tucked inside that triangle in the shadow of that high fence. Fletcher hauls it in for out number 1, so Gatewood sends it a long way, as he is prone to doing at times, but Fletcher tracks it down. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed by Orlando Martinez. And it's nothing in one. Martinez, the reigning PCL player of the week, is 0-for-3. He has twice flied out, once grounded out. The 0-1, and Wendelken deals up and outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The 1-1. And a swing and a ground ball to the right side is going to be collected by Hernandez. And he straightens and throws to first to get Martinez. Two up, two down. And J.B. Wendelken's retired all three batters that he's faced. Fans, ITS Logistics Fireworks Fridays are here all summer long. Come for the fireworks on the field and stay for the ones after the game for tickets. Or you could text TIXX to 21003 if you really want to be techie about it and get them through your phone or through text. Pitch is swung on and popped up foul, out of play. I mean, everybody now gets tickets through their phone, but you could do it via text message now. The rain looks like it's picking up a little bit more now. Again, this is going to be intermittent rain showers probably the rest of the way. You just hope it doesn't get too heavy. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled at the plate, and it's nothing in two. Again, this is an official game, and the Aces have a 7-4 lead. And it got a piece of the home plate umpire. So Lou Williams had to wear that one a little bit, and he gives himself a moment, goes to collect a couple of baseballs from the bat boy. No balls, two strikes, two outs, the base is clear. Chad Wallach, who's 0 for 2 with an RBI, came on a sack fly to right in the fourth inning. The pitch, and it is low, and it's 1 and 2. The Bees had a brief lead in this game. Salt Lake scored two in that top of the fourth, and they took a 3-2 lead, but the Aces came back and scored three in the bottom of the fourth. Bees scored another in the fifth, and the Aces padded the lead with two runs in the sixth. Here's the 1-2, and it is swung on and pulled foul off the front of the third base dugout. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. 95 dialed up by Wendelken, and he punctuates a perfect eighth inning with his second strikeout, and nothing across for the Bees in the top of the eighth. We go to the home half. It remains Reno TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
New pitcher for the Bees as we come back for the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Kyle Bearclaw. So Bearclaw will face Camden Dusenak, who's doubled three times in this game. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. A lot of English on it. It's taken by Stefanik, the second baseman. And he throws to first to get Dusenak, and there's one away. That ball was spinning like a top. And Stefanik was able to get in front of it, and it became an easy play once Stefanik was in his spot, but that ball was moving. And Bearclaw has an out on one pitch, and Yonny Hernandez will come up next. Hernandez, the top of the order, batting for the fifth time, is 0 for 4. He and Buddy Kennedy, the only guys wearing the collar tonight for the Aces. That pitch is in tight, ball one. Bearclaw, the veteran right-hander out of St. Mary's College in Moraga, will deal, and it is low. And it's two balls and no strikes. That has become a big-time program in the West Coast Conference, St. Mary's. Bearclaw making his 27th appearance with Salt Lake, and the pitch is low. And a count, three balls and no strikes. Bearclaw, 4-3. A 3.45 ERA, 29 innings. He's allowed 11 earned runs on 26 hits, 20 walks, 44 strikeouts in 29 innings. So some good numbers there for Bearclaw. The 3-0 is taken right down the chute for a strike, and it's 3-1. Hernandez has grounded out twice, once to the left, once to the right, and he has struck out twice, once swinging, once looking. Rain is falling a little bit harder now as the pitch is taken off the outside, ball four. So Hernandez is aboard for the first time. So now only Buddy Kennedy has yet to reach for Reno. And Corbin Carroll coming up. Carroll has two of the eight Reno doubles tonight. And he has the most recent one. It came in his last at bat in the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it is low, ball one. Center fielder Thomas slightly towards left, and the runner goes. Bearclaw deals, it's up and away, and Wallach has no shot. That was a heck of a jump had by Yonny Hernandez. He was halfway to second, and Bearclaw had already committed to coming home with the pitch. And for Yonny Hernandez, that is stolen base number 30 on the year. So Hernandez is 30th steal. He's only been caught five times. Nice milestone for Yonny. Here's the 2-0, and it is off the outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. The 3-0, and Carroll takes all the way for a strike. It's 3-1. It was a fastball middle in, but I think Corbin was taking no matter what there. Bearclaw taking over for Austin Warren, who went an inning and a third, and Warren did not allow a run in his inning and a third, nor did he allow a hit. The 3-1, and Carroll takes a strike. That one caught the upper portion of the strike zone. Cut fastball, and it's 3-2. Rain continues to come down again, growing more steady. And a lot of the fans have gone for the concourse and the overhang. And now Bearclaw steps off. Turn and a throw to second, and Yonny dives back.
Let's go, Corbin!
Three balls and two strikes to Corbin Carroll. The pitch and a swing and a broken bat shot to the right side on the grass and short right. It's taken by Stefanik. His throw to second has to be strong, and it is. in time to get the speedy Corbin Carroll. Up to third base goes Hernandez. So Carroll is now 2 for 5. And Yanni Hernandez is at third base, but now 2 away. And Wilmer Defoe coming up. And again, Carroll broke his bat there. Aces 7 and the Bees 4. We're in the bottom of the eighth with a runner at third, 2 outs. And the pitch to Wilmer Defoe is taken for ball 1. In the ninth inning for the Bees, it'll be Jake Palamaki, and then the top of the order, Matt Duffy and Michael Stefanik scheduled. There's the 1-0, and it is low and inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes to Defoe, who's 1 for 3. Defoe singled his first time up. Since then, has flied to right, struck out swinging, and walked. There's the 2-0, and a swing and a ground ball sharply hit, but gloved by Theis. And back of first, Theis will take it 3 unassisted. And that ends the inning, so Defoe grounds out sharply, and the Aces can't make anything of the walk drawn by Yanni Hernandez. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left. And now we go to the top. Duffy and Stefanik scheduled for the Bees. And it looks like it's going to be a new Aces pitcher. And we will tell you who it is when we come back for that top of the ninth. I think it's Keone Kella, and it is Kella jogging out of the bullpen through the rain. So again, our score, the Aces 7, the Bees 4. The top of the ninth is next on MILB-TV, the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
In a steady rain, Keone Kella comes on to try and save this game. And the pitch is very high, ball 1 to Jake Palamaki. We'll see who's in line to get the win here. I don't know if it has to be Workman or if it could be Widener. It's obviously not Bain. Just depends on what out. Is that pitch in for a strike? And it's 1-1. See if we can piece the puzzle together here in this top of the ninth inning. Palamaki is perfect on the night. 2 for 2. He's walked, doubled, and singled. And the pitch is low. And it's 2-1. The Aces trailed going into the bottom of the fourth inning, and they took the lead in the bottom of the fourth. And Salt Lake never tied it after that, so I believe that means Blake Workman would have to be the winning pitcher in this game. The pitch is swung on and lifted to left field. Straightaway left, Duznak comes in and makes the catch, and that is out number 1. If the Aces had the lead and kept the lead after Bain had left, then it would be official scorer's decision, and likely probably would be Widener, because he went 2 1/3 scoreless. But I believe that Workman has to be the winning pitcher tonight, and so he would be the winning pitcher, and that is who Kella is trying to save this game for. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pinch hitter here, Jose Gomez. So Gomez pinch hitting for Duffy. And the pitch is up and in, ball one. Duffy 0 for 4 on this night of rehab. And Kella taking over for J.B. Wendelken as that swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-1. And to Wendelken, more good work. An inning and a third perfect with two strikeouts. Kella making his way back from Tommy John surgery. And the right-hander delivers, and a swing and a flare to right center field. A long run and a dive and a catch by Dominic Fletcher, and we've seen him do it before. This time Fletcher does it through the steady mist here at Greater Nevada Field, coming in and to his left, and he lays out and he hauls it in for out number two, and then goes on the slip and slide on the wet grass out there. Nicely done by Dom. So now two away, and here is Stefanik, who takes low, ball one. Stefanik 0 for 2 with two walks drawn and a run scored. There's the 1-0, and a swing and a chop toward the middle, and that's going to be gloved by Defoe. Throws to first in time to get Michael Stefanik, and it is Greater Nevada Field debut. Keone Kella works a 1-2-3 ninth inning and picks up the save, and nothing across for the Bees in the ninth. And our final totals tonight here at Greater Nevada Field, as the Aces even the series at one game apiece. The Aces with 7 runs. Seven runs on 11 hits, and 8 of them were doubles, no errors. The Salt Lake Bees, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher tonight is Blake Workman. And Workman will see his record improve to 3-0. The losing pitcher for Salt Lake is Adam Seminaris. Seminaris will see his record dip to 0-3, so he has suffered 3 losses in his 3 AAA games, and a save to Keone Kella. And for Kella, that is his first save and his first opportunity. We'll have the time of the ball game and the paid attendance coming up on the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next on the radio side. And if you're with us on the MILB TV side, we'll say so long for now. Our thanks to Sam Farnsworth and his terrific camera team, who was sitting in the rain tonight for the better part of this game. Thanks to MILB TV broadcasting. And if you're on the radio side, stick around. Our post-game show is coming up next. And our final score, the Aces 7 and the Bees 4. The series even at a game apiece. And we're back to discuss next on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at SwiftUrgentClinic.com.
Welcome back inside Greater Nevada Field, where it has been raining the better part of the second half of this game. And right now the grounds crew is going to treat the field, and we'll see if they tarp it tonight. I'm not sure of the protocols, but I am sure that Leah Withrow is going to be right on it, as she is the best in the league. Is our final score tonight, the Aces 7 and the Bees 4, so Reno pulls even in this six-game series. Each team has won a game, and let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 7 runs granted. The Bees, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. And they left 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 runners stranded. The winning pitcher, Blake Workman, who is now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Adam Seminaris, is now 0-3. And the save to Keone Kella, his first in an Aces uniform. In a game that took 2 hours and 49 minutes, the paid attendance tonight was 3,642. 3,642. On hand to see it at Greater Nevada Field. Well, let's take it back through it. It was back and forth for a while. The Aces struck first in the bottom of the second after they saw a first and third one-out opportunity fall by the wayside in the first inning. In the second, the Aces connected on some clutch hits with the Giancarlo Cintron doubling with one out. He was at second base with two away. And then Grayson Griner, an RBI single, and Camden Duzenac, an RBI double. One of 8 Reno doubles tonight. And one more would have matched a franchise record. And Duzenac, with one more double, would have owned the individual record in franchise history. 16 times now an Aces player has doubled 3 times in a game. And Duzenac, the most recent to do it. Prior to tonight, it was Drew Ellis last year in a game on September 21st versus Tacoma. But what a night for Duzenac. A 2-out RBI double following up that single by Griner, and the Aces had a 2-0 lead. Salt Lake got a run back in the top of the third on a 2-out RBI single by Dylan Thomas, scoring Jake Palamaki, who walked to start that inning. That made it 2-1. That was the only run given up by Jeff Bain in his 3-inning start. Bain gave up the 1 run on 2 hits he walked to and struck out 4 and got the Aces off to a nice start tonight. The Bees would take the lead briefly in the fourth inning. Brandon Workman coming on in a 2-1 game, and Workman stumbled out of the gate, gave up a single to Matt Theis, and then Jake Gatewood an RBI double after Theis had taken second on a wild pitch. Gatewood an RBI double, and we were tied at 2, and then 2 batters later with Gatewood at third and 1 out, Chad Wallach with a sac fly to right, and that gave the Bees a 3-2 lead. But right back came the Aces, and they took the lead, what turned out to be for good in the bottom of the fourth inning. Dominic Fletcher, a leadoff double, then Giancarlo Cintron walked, and then Jaker and Cintron, and vaulted the Aces in front 4-3, and Reno would get another run home in the inning on an RBI single, the second one in as many at-bats for Grayson Griner. That made it 5-3, and at that point, the starter, Adam Seminaris, was done. He was lifted after 3-plus innings. He gave up 5 runs, all earned on 8 hits. He walked 1. And he struck out 1. The Bees got a run back in the top of the fifth. Leadoff walk drawn by Stefanik. This is still with Workman on the mound. And then Dylan Thomas, an infield single. And then Keen Wong singled to load the bases with nobody out. So the Bees were looking at a big inning there. But Matt Theis came up, and he had a sac fly to center. That allowed Stefanik to tag and score. And that made it 5-4. And at that point, runners at first and second with one out. Out went Workman. In came new dad Taylor Widener. And Widener got Jake Gatewood to line to the third baseman, Buddy Kennedy, and then Buddy threw it to second base for the easy double-up of Dylan Thomas that ended the inning, and a great job there done by Widener to get the Aces out of danger in that fifth inning and keep the lead intact. Workman went an inning and a third, gave up 3 runs on 5 hits. He walked 1 and did not record a strikeout. Widener would go on to work 2 1/3, scoreless. He gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, and after Widener, J.B. Wendelken an inning and a third perfect, and Keone Kella a perfect inning. So Aces pitching ended this game having retired 7 in a row. And Reno would get 2 runs of insurance in the bottom of the sixth. Jake Hager hit by a pitch to start the inning. Hager would steal second. And then 2 batters later, Duzenac, his 3rd double of the game, an RBI double to left center. That scored Hager. And then Duzenac would eventually score on an RBI double. by Corbin Carroll. That was two batters later, and that made it a 7-4 game, and that will go on to be the final score, of course. Those two runs given up by Oliver Ortega, who went an inning and two-thirds, allowed two runs, two hits, hit a batter, and struck out three. And that was our ball game tonight here in Reno. Our final totals, the Aces, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. The Bees, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 7. The winning pitcher, Blake Workman, now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Adam Seminaris, he's now 0-3. And Keone Kella, his first save in a game that took 2 hours and 49 minutes to play. And the paid attendance, 32. 3-6-4-2. And kudos to those Aces fans who stuck it out in the rain. Again, it was a steady rain from about at least the seventh inning on. Maybe started in the sixth, I'm not quite sure, but at least from the seventh inning on, it was a pretty steady rain falling here at Greater Nevada Field. So kudos to the fans who came out and stuck it out. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the PCL. One game is still in progress up in Tacoma. Albuquerque batting in the top of the ninth and leading the Rainiers 5-2. Other games have gone final. Oklahoma City, a 2-1 win at Sugarland. OKC down 1-0 going into the ninth. Scored 2 in the top of the ninth to win 2-1. El Paso over Round Rock 7-5, and it was Vegas edging Sacramento 3-2. Vegas getting a run in the top of the ninth inning in that ball game and went on to win 3-2. So that means the Aces will stay 7.5 games up on the Aviators in the West. And that is the out-of-town scoreboard on this Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, game 3 of this series, and it will be, I believe, not the guy we expected for Salt Lake. They list it as Robinson Pena. I believe he was pushed back, but we'll find out for sure tomorrow. Nonetheless, Corbin Martin will start for the Aces, 6-4 with a 5.46 ERA. First pitch at 6:35 p.m. Pacific time. Our broadcast begins on Nevada Sportsnet at 6:30. Again, I'll be working with new Nevada baseball coach Jake McKinley, and we will start our radio simulcast just prior to first pitch at 6:35. So we hope you'll join us for that. And that about does it for us tonight from Greater Nevada Field. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff. A special shout-out to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side. And thanks to A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden on the social media side as well. And for everyone else involved, Zach Beirute saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Once again, our final score tonight, the Aces 7 and the Bees 4. We'll see you tomorrow, 6:35 first pitch. Again, our pregame coverage on NSN at 6:30 with our stream on the radio beginning at 6:35. We'll look forward to Wednesday night. And so long from the biggest little city.